Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
No matter who wins the special election for the U.S. Senate next Tuesday, Martha Coakley for the Democrats or Scott Brown for the Republicans, the winner becomes an instant star in their party. So says political analyst Ralph Whitehead, a professor at UMass Amherst. We spoke with Whitehead yesterday.
Well, if Scott Brown were to win on January 19th and thus become what Republicans call the 41st Republican vote in the Senate, enabling the Republicans to stage successful filibusters in the Senate and to use the filibuster tactic to delay or possibly defeat the Democratic agenda in the Senate, he will be the toast of conservative Washington and conservative America. They may hold a parade for him. I'm guessing that what Scott Brown is going to have to bear in mind is that even as all the cameras are rolling and the Klieg lights are flashing, he's being elected for only 2 years.
So not to say that winning the election this coming Tuesday won't be difficult for him as a Republican running in largely Democratic Massachusetts, but it would be even tougher for him in 2012 is what you're saying?
Remember, a special election for a single office on what's probably a cold day in January is going to draw a relatively small turnout. He will really have to strike a very delicate balance. If he were to win on January 19th, he would become a national figure overnight, and the pressure on him nationally from conservatives and Republicans to be quite conservative and quite Republican and to step into the Republican caucus as a 41st vote that could be used to stage filibusters to bog down the Democratic agenda. That's what they're going to want him to do. If he plays that role, I think it will be harder rather than easier for him to win re-election in 2 years.
If Martha Coakley wins the election on Tuesday, Ralph, will she become an instant celebrity on the Democratic side?
If you had asked that question 2 or 3 months ago, the answer would have been no. However, because this race has now been put on the national map in such a vivid way, and because there is a greater expectation that Brown might win, I think that she now comes to Washington as a person who beat back a challenge by Scott Brown and the national conservative movement and extends Democratic control of that seat into at least for another 2 years. I mean, the great windfall that has come to Scott Brown, that people across the country see him as the 41st vote against the Democratic agenda in particular and health care reform in general, as much as it's helping to energize the Brown campaign, it is also energizing the Coakley campaign and perhaps giving that campaign more energy than she herself, by herself, has been capable of giving it. If Scott Brown is the 41st vote for the Republicans, that makes Martha Coakley the 60th vote for the Democrats. The national significance of this race is now, for Scott Brown, a double-edged sword.
Usually freshman senators, newly elected senators, have almost no sway in Washington at all. But if Scott Brown is the 41st vote, will he have more power than a freshman senator usually have?
It's really the nature of the division within the ranks of the Senate that would give either one of these first-year senators much more influence than they would ordinarily have.
Which may be arguably important for Coakley in terms of trying to bring Democrats who haven't been too excited about her to the polls on Tuesday, because a lot of Democrats have been saying, well, she's just not Ted Kennedy.
The great advantage that Martha Coakley has at this point is that the stronger Scott Brown appears to be, the more likely it is that Democrats who support Obama and support the Democratic majority in the Congress and support health care reform will pick Attorney General Coakley up and put her on their shoulders and carry her across the finish line on January 19th. But certainly we have to accept the conventional wisdom that if Scott Brown did win this election, it would be an event of enormous national significance and national consequences.
That was Ralph Whitehead, political analyst and professor of journalism at UMass Amherst.